Someone came over to me after davening this morning, a Rebbe in a yeshiva, Mashkiach in a yeshiva, no nafkamina, I mean, there's a nafkamina between being a Rebbe and a Mashkiach, but not for this Shaila. So a boy came into the yeshiva where this Rebbe teaches, and he was wearing a sweater that had zippers up the sides of the sweater. And you've seen sweaters like this? Yeah, so zippers up the sides of the sweater, and someone came over to him and said, "Oh, when you unzip the zippers on the side, that lechora is a beggar of dalit kanfos and it should require tzitzis." So the boy said, "I understand that, but no one ever walks around with the zippers unzipped. It's just a style to have zippers on the side, but they always remain zipped. So would it require tzitzis?" So this Rebbe was intrigued, and the boy had gone around to different rebbeim in the yeshiva, some significant talmidei chachamim in the yeshiva. And what intrigued me was that he asked two significant talmidei chachamim that I happened to know of, and one of them said requires tzitzis, and the other one said doesn't. Now, obviously, the best thing to do is, you know, so one of the rebbeim, a third rebbe said, "Sew it up." Okay, good. That obviously works. If you sew it up, then you no longer have a beggar of dalit kanfos. So fine, but let's lahalacha. Would it require tzitzis or not? This is very relevant for when your tzitzis, if you wear like the undershirt tzitzis, and when they originally made the undershirt tzitzis, they had them connected pretty low down, and then a lot of people had a problem with it, so now they come connected only at the top. So is that like an appropriate thing to do? Should a person wear that kind of tzitzis? So we already discussed in terms of Beged Zeya, we once had a time in Alach Shir an undershirt tzitzis, but I want to focus specifically on this point. L'chora, there are three logical possibilities, not necessarily halachic possibilities. One possibility is that it's totally pater because it's zipped, so it's totally closed, and that's fine, and therefore does not require tzitzis. Another possibility, and that's why he always wears it. Another possibility is that it's totally chayiv because it can so easily be unzipped, and then you have a beggar of dalit kanfos, so it's always going to be chayiv. A third possibility, lechora, just as a theoretical possibility, is that when it's zipped, it is pater, and when it's unzipped, it is chayiv. And that brings up the very intriguing possibility that if you put tzitzis on when it's unzipped, and then you zip it, and then you unzip it again, that might be a violation of ta'ase v'lo min ha'asur, because it became patur when you zipped it, and then fire again when you unzip it. That's at least a logical possibility. We'll see if it's a halachic reality. So the Beis Yosef is in Simin Yud, quotes the Sefer Kaftor v'Ferech, Perek Samach, that writes in the name of Maram Rutenberg, Shebegadim, meaning there are two halachas that we have to discuss here. First of all, how high up does something have to be open in order for it to be chayiv in tzitzis? Right, if you have just a regular shirt but it has like the bottom inch, has like a little split at the bottom, l'chora, that is not chayiv in tzitzis. How high up does the split have to be for it to be chayiv in tzitzis? And then to discuss, and how much of a connection, once it is cut all the way up, how much of a connection would take away that chiyuv. So those are the two halachos. Fortunately, those two halachos are consecutive halachos in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Aruch Chaim, Simen Yud, Si'if Zayin, and Si'if Ches. In the Beis Yosef, he quotes Maram Rutenberg that begadim that are psuchim rather ma'at milamata ba'arba kanfos, they're open just a little bit at the bottom. Ein chayav b'tzitzis to basar kufa azlinan, they're not chayav b'tzitzis because they're open at the very corners. But we look at the majority of the baget, at the real full baget, and the full baget is closed. And then he quotes a Mordechai who writes, kosuv b'chayolam sheish lizayir shlo yiftach adam chaluk mishnei tzadav. A person should not open up his shirt on two sides. If you don't have tzitzis on it, because it could be that you chayiv in tzitzis. That's an interesting lashon to use. You know, there are some say that a beggar of dalit kanfos requires tzitzis. Yeah, some being God and everyone who represents him, right? So what does that mean? Ika man diyamar. So the Beis Yosef already quotes from the Ma'arik in Shorish Kuf Mem Tes. Ika man diyamar is Rav Acha, who says that you look just at the knaf. Meaning, Rav Acha holds that if there's a discussion in the Gemara, you know, a beged shel or, a beged made out of leather is putter from tzitzis. What if the corner of the beged is made out of leather and the rest of the beged is made out of normal material, or the reverse, right? Would it be chayiv in tzitzis? So Rav Acha holds, you only look at what the corner is. So he makes a tushdal. If you're only going to look at what the corner is as far as the material of the beged is concerned, maybe you only look at what the corner is as far as whether the beged is split. And even if it's just split at the very bottom, at the very corner, even that would require tzitzis. But the Beis Yosef quotes that Rabbeinu HaGadol Mari Abuhav writes, B'tchilas HaSimin, Talis She'in La'arba Knofayim Ptura, he's not mechalik at all what way they are. Even if they're connected at top and separate at the bottom, they're going to be chayiv. And he says it seems that way from the Orchos Chaim as well. But then he quotes a Rashba. So far, what do we have? We have the Maria Buav and the Mordechai and the Chai Olam that seem to suggest that even if it's just cut a little bit at the bottom, that it could be a problem, that it could be a potential problem. But then the Beis Yosef quotes from a Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Sim Tov Lamedalid, that they asked him about a certain type of popular garment of the time called a gunila. What is a gunila? Shechot chinosomi lefanav me'achrav, v'domi shesho abraknaf. I mean, also some sort of four-cornered garment, whether it's chayiv tzitzis, and he said, this is not a four-cornered garment, because it is not kula patuach. It is not entirely open. Only when it's entirely open is it called a four-cornered garment. Short of that, it is not a four-cornered garment. And the Ma'arik in Shorash Kuf Mem Tes says what the Rashba means by entirely opened is mostly opened. It doesn't have to be entirely open, but if it's mostly cut open, then it's considered a four-cornered garment. If it's partially open, just a little bit at the bottom, then it's not a four-cornered garment. It would be pater from tzitzis. What if it's half and half? It's exactly 50% open, 50% closed. You take the tape measure, and it's mamish 50-50, says the Beis Yosef, v'imchatzi ha-beged sasum, v'chatzi pasuach, nirali d'matilino soluchumna. You should be machmir, put tzitzis on it anyway, but be careful, don't walk outside with such a beged on Shabbos, where there's no Erev, because it might be that you're not actually being mekayim in the midst of tzitzis, and then you're just carrying those strings unnecessarily. So you have to be careful, but luchumra, you should put tzitzis on. How do we paskin this machlokas rishonim? Shulchan Aruch is clear as can be. In Si'if Zayin, malbushim shehem psuchim in atstadin lamata, begadim that are open on the bottom, on the sides, v'yeshlam dal kanfils litzad mata, and on the bottom they have four corners, ulamalahim stumim, but higher up they are closed, im rubo sasum pater, v'im rubo pasuach, it all depends on the majority. And if it's half-half, so try to be machmir. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out that it's pater even if, when it's rubo sasum, it's pater, even though the part that's open may be very big, but it's less than half. I mean, even if it's a sheer talus that's open, you get this giant, like, frock that goes all the way down, and the amount that's open is enough to be big enough for an actual beged of tzitzis, but it just happens to be less than half of the beged, still going to be pater. Now, Mishnah Berurah adds another critical point, and this is a great chiddush. When you measure the majority, how do you measure? Right? How do you measure what's called open? Let's say you have a place to put your arms, and then underneath the armpits, it's a little bit closed. So is the opening for the arms considered open, or is that considered closed? So Mishnah Berurah writes that would be considered closed. Majority open would have to be from beneath the armpit, would have to be majority open. And he writes that there are some people that are tofen lemata me'anekev, and they leave it rov pasuach umodedin rak mitachas hayadayim, that they only measure the area under the armpit, and as long as the majority of that area is open, they think that it's already chayiv in tzitzis. He says that is a mistake. You have to measure the entire length of the beged, and the majority of the entire length has to be open in order to be chayiv in tzitzis. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, that people who do this, v'zeh ta'us gamur, it's not called the beged of dal kanfos unless it's the majority of the entire length that's open, not counting the armholes, which serve a basic function of holding your arms. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah says. So that's one halacha. Then the second relevant halacha is, okay, now that it's open, how much does it take to close it to say that it's going to be potter from tzitzis? So Beis Yosef writes in Simin Yud, in the name of the Ma'arik, in Shorosh Kuf Mem Tes, al dover hakafe, it's some type of a kappa, some type of a garment, which is open in a way that it has dalit kanfos, im yikvu uba ishtaringa, if you put ishtaringas in it, okay, la sosa kistuma, in order to close it up, in order to potter it from tzitzis, it doesn't work! It has to be very obviously closed. What is an ishtaringa, and what kind of thing would close it and wouldn't close it? So in Shulchan Aruch, he passes kappa. This kappa that's open, if it has dalit kanfos, and he uses the same lashon, an ishtaringa that makes it closed to pater from tzitzis, it doesn't work unless it's obviously closed. Unless anyone who looks at it would say, yeah, that's closed. But the Mishnah Berurah adds another critical point. In Sifkatan Chavtes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'lechein, Eim lasos betalis katan krasim lamata mechetzio, davi kisasum, Vushan chvafin ma'od rashi akrasim l'tzad hasheni she'eino yochol lahatiran ella al yedei ma'asa. What's considered something that closes the two sides of a beged? Something that cannot easily be opened. That it's going to take a real ma'isa to open it up. When you sew a beged shut, to undo it, you'll have to pull with force, you'll have to take a scissor and cut it. It's something that requires a real maisa. Now, what does he mean, al yidei maisa? Everything that's closed requires a maisa. Even things that are closed very lightly. You close a book, it requires a maisa to open up a book. It's not exactly a great physical challenge to open up a book. So what does he mean, al yidei maisa? So the way the poskim understand what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is, it has to be something that's not super easy to open. If it's something that's super easy to open, it's considered to be open, and therefore in our case of the sweater, if a zipper is considered something super easy to open, then it's considered as if it's opened, and it's chayiv in tzitzis. So even though, and that seems to be the psak in the Mishnah Berurah, so if you were to ask the Mishnah Berurah, what about this guy with the sweater, with the things on the side, it opens, assuming the zipper opens up the majority of the way, which is the way it was described to me, since it's very easy to open, even though that's not the way you wear it, and you like to keep it closed, but it's very easy to open, a zipper is very, they even say buttons are considered easy enough to open, some of the later poskim say, so certainly a zipper would be easy enough to open, it would be chayiv in tzitzis. But even though the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Chavtas and the Bir Alach and the Bir Maskal Asosa paskin like this, which is the way Rabbi Kiv Eger paskins, that it's only a chibur if it can't be opened easily, there are other poskim that disagree. Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first of Avitrevi, and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tesef Aleph say that even if it can be opened up easily, even if it can't be opened up easily, you would need to put tzitzis on the beged because of maris ha'ayin, that someone is going to see and they're going to think that it's a beged of dalit kanfos, even though halachically it may not be a beged of dalit kanfos. So the now Mishnah Berurah himself talks about maris ha'ayin because in Shulchan Aruch and Sifches, Shulchan Aruch writes that you should close it in a way that's very obviously closed, because otherwise it's going to be asur mishamaris ha'ayin. And the Mishmur over there says, v'holich b'talis katan tamid tachas begadav, an interesting chiddush, if you always wear your talis katan underneath your begadim, then you don't have to worry about maris ha'ayin, because no one ever sees your talis katan, which is a chiddush, because normally we say something that's asur mishum maris ha'ayin is afilu b'chadrei chadarim is asur. In the sweater case, though, it wouldn't be relevant, because you wear it above the clothing, not below the clothing. The Prima Gadim holds that as long as it was originally made, now as far as Tasav Lomana Asui, the Bir Alacha thinks that it would be a violation of Tasav Lomana Asui if you close it up in a way that potters it from tzitzis and then you open it up again. So the in Shuvas Pitzalah Chacham Chel Gvav Simen Kuf Beis, he says Prima Gadim doesn't think it's a violation of Tasav Lomana Asui. He thinks that as long as it was originally made behechsher, even if you close it up and then open it up again, it would still remain kosher. Now in the Siddur Tzlusa Davram, according to the Piskei Shuvas, he says all of this is academic. our minhag is we don't put tzitzis on any normal begadim. We only put tzitzis on a regular tzitzis type begadim. A talis katan. You don't start getting fancy and putting tzitzis on your shirts and on your coats and on things like that. What do we do instead? We sew it up. We don't get involved in these discussions. In fact, in Piskei Tshuvos, in footnote number 46, he quotes the Sidur Harav, who writes, Kol ish yirei Hashem, v'chafetz b'mitzvos of l'kayim mitzvot tzitzis kol hayom, l'divrei hakol tzarech lizor b'talis katan, shia pasuach l'gamni. You have to make sure your talis katan is totally open, mishnei tzadav. A yirei shemayim does not walk around with a beged that's even partially closed. V'lo yichaber shem afilu b'krasim, don't close it at all, u'mikol shkein b'tfira, afilu mechatzio l'mayla. Even the upper half, don't close at all, no part of it should be sewn together. Vein tzarech lomer shlo lasos b'tizro, certainly don't put sleeves on the beged. But what he's saying is, any connection should be a problem. Meaning, a Yirei Hashem, even though, strictly speaking, if it's mostly open, it's okay, any connection, Yirei Hashem avoids any such thing. However, in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, Chelek Aleph, page Lamed Aleph, and Chelek Dalet, page Kufnun Aleph, says that the Chazon Ish, interestingly, was makpid to have a button right underneath the armpit of his tzitzis. He didn't always button it, but he's machmir to have a button there that could be closed. Why? Because he wanted to be machmir that it should be a normal beged that you could wear normally. And if it's totally open, no one would ever wear such a thing as a beged. So he was machmir to dafka have such a button, even though he didn't actually close the button, but having such a button, he thought, made it a normal beged. So at the end of the day, it seems that the poskim recommend at least that you should wear a normal beged of tzitzis that's totally open on the sides, and if anything, just one little button underneath the armpit. I asked Rav Shechter recently, a member of my shul, a good friend of mine, told me that he recently bought undershirt tzitzis, because they sell them in adult sizes, and he finds them very comfortable, much more comfortable than regular tzitzis. So his wife said to him, what is that? What are you wearing? You're not a child. Why are you wearing undershirt tzitzis? So he asked me whether it's a problem. So I said, I didn't think it was a problem. Then I asked Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter said, no, Ben Torah shouldn't wear that. Okay, so that this is what it's based on, probably based on this idea that ideally it should be completely pasuach. Again, but la halacha, if it's mostly pasuach, it's already chayiv in tzitzis. I would argue in the case of this sweater, it's considered pasuach, certainly according to the definition of mishabura, since it could so easily be opened up, and therefore either don't buy such a sweater, or if you do, better not to put tzitzis on it. It was so strange, but find if anyway you keep the zipper closed, see if there's a way that you can bring it to a tailor to make it permanently closed. Maybe glue it, put some glue along the zipper. Do something that will make it permanently closed, that it cannot be easily opened up, and then it would not be chayiv in tzitzis.